This is the audio recording for the Candia Planning Board meeting for November 6th, 2024.
Meeting of the Candia Planning Board to order. Please rise and pledge allegiance to the flag.
If I can get up.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call. Judy is excused.
How did she do anyway? I didn't see. I didn't even.
She did great.
Yeah, she lost, but she was the highest of all of our state house. She was the highest Democrat.
She was.
Yep.
That's good for a candidate.
And that's the first time she voted in the
Two districts, right?
In the two districts. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so she did for a Democrat in these two districts. She did really well. Anyway. Judy's excused. Linda.
Yeah.
Here. Mark.
Here.
Tim, here. Brian.
Yeah.
Scott.
Here.
And Kevin.
Here.
Perfect. Okay. We'll open it up to public comment. Okay, we're good.
Is Zoom on?
No, there's nobody on Zoom either.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, we have a very light agenda tonight, but I thought this would actually just be a good time for us to get together and...
Miss me?
Hey. Oh, my God, yes.
Now in person.
Now the day is complete.
Well, I was driving by, and I'm like,
God
oh,
bless
yeah.
you.
Thank you for coming in person.
I was looking for you on Zoom.
I was just going to say, we guess I'm looking for alternate, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, let me start there. Good point,
well,
Scott.
Well, I like Zoom because usually I'm running so late. I'm like, oh God, put it on.
So yeah, we will throw this out since you're here, and for anybody else who's listening, we are in need of alternates. So anybody who wants to be an alternate to the planning board, we would be happy to get a note from you stating I'd like
to
be.
Really think hard about it.
It's fine.
It's only an alternate.
Yeah.
Well, I now work a little bit for the town of Auburn, so.
Okay, good. Just think about it and just send Amy a note. Said I'd like to be considered if you want to. And anybody else who's listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah. Don't everybody run the topic.
Well, you know, I mean, the Zoom is a really nice feature because,
oh, awesome.
I mean, just yeah. like having your agenda and your minutes, you know, because you can... forget her name, who used to show up, Ingrid?
Yeah, Ingrid Bird, yeah.
She would show up for every meeting all the time, and I remember talking to her, and I said, well, you know, sometimes you can't. So having everything online, you can see the agenda, mm-hmm. you can read the minutes. The Zoom is a really nice feature, because if you are interested, you can Zoom in.
And I think the recording the meeting, especially with the owl thing here, is, you know, like I've missed meetings and been able to go back and watch
it. Well, that's the thing. When I worked for the state, because I'm retired now, when I worked for the state, the owl was great.
Yeah.
The only thing I would require is that we make it ADA. Like, Kevin, you were able to do that.
Yeah.
Where you had closed captioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so that if anybody's on Zoom
and
they're hard of hearing.
When you sign into Zoom, you have the option to click on for closed captioning. So I did that the last meeting I went to.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. I thought it was through the
camera. Now, the problem is that it doesn't always translate everything correctly. But if you
no,
make
but
that,
you get the gist.
But if you make that clear that if they really want to see a transcript of the meeting, they would have to read the minutes. But you can. It's individual. You just download on the menu below.
More.
And
I think you
can
click on more.
Captioning.
It says CC.
Yeah. Okay. Closed captioning.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had that on there, but that's the only reason I was against it is we didn't transmit it with the closed captioning.
But
if
you
we
don't
do,
have to
I'm for it.
Yeah, it's something that's right on Zoom already.
Yep.
I get Amy's dilemma is because when she's trying to pay attention to what all of you are doing, and if it's a big meeting, and she's got to make sure you've got all your paperwork, it's hard to do that. So the Co-op County Planning Board, which I actually had to zoom into, they have a volunteer on those big nights when they have like a big hearing who comes in and just man's the, of course, he did kind of sit in front of the camera for a while before they told him to move, but but does kind of pay attention to who's raising hand, who's not, and kind of gives the chairman the high sign like there's somebody up there has a question.
Yeah, we're gonna care more about people in the room, so if we don't catch a hand, that's fine.
Yeah, and you tell them that.
Yeah.
You know? We have more of an observer now, for people can observe the meeting, but they're not active participants, so Amy doesn't have to be including them. But if there's engineers or attorneys or professionals or one of the board members, we're allowed to come in and participate. But it's too much mayhem. If you have a big meeting, you think you're going to have a meeting here and then have 17 people up there and Amy's going to be trying to, you can't. So I kind of like what I personally think, and Amy said it was too much. And now we got the AI for the minutes, so that's helping. So, I mean, I think we struck a good.
Well, yeah. The easiest thing to do is that if you know a big meeting is coming up, you just tell people, because, you know, we've experienced large crowds, they cannot fit in this room. You know some people are going to zoom in. If you really are going to have a comment, we really would like you to show up. I don't know legally, though, if somebody has a comment and they're not able to show up, but they're up there, you know, I mean.
We don't have to have that legally, so, yeah. All right, let's move on to the approval of the minutes of the 16th. I don't know if anybody.
I've been reading them. I just have a question on line 78. It's not grammatical. It's just that I don't know whether AI misinterpreted.
Which one? Line 78?
Line 78. The discussion touches on the limited number of condominiums in the town. I didn't think we had any. Or do we have them from?
We don't.
We don't.
Yeah.
But that's what.
But that was the discussion. Was do we have any? Do we not have any? So that's probably an appropriate.
Okay.
Comment.
All right.
Line 55 also has a typo because it says he's looking for free duplexes.
Oh yeah.
Free duplexes. Yeah. He wasn't looking for
three.
Free duplexes.
Three. It's a three.
Line 55.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody
too fast.
Kind of like Oprah Winfrey.
Well, maybe he is looking for free.
Yeah. Like Oprah Winfrey. A duplex for you. A duplex for you. A duplex for you.
I didn't see anything else.
Yeah, I didn't read it in detail, but I didn't see anything else. I mean, certainly AI has really helped in terms of
efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah. For both you and us.
I would feel very bad for Amy if she had to do this all by herself.
Well, I did for how long?
I know. I felt bad for you. So, trust me.
Yeah.
That was too much.
This is so much help.
Besides everybody who comes in for an application and everything else, mm-hmm. You know, you got all that research to do.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. All right. So, a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes as amended.
Second.
Okay. Let's see. Linda.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Tim. Yes. Brian.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. The only other thing really on the agenda, and then we'll just throw it open to anything we want to talk about before we go into a whole of major activity. Remember the last time we talked about splitting the ADU into two distinct items on the ballot items. So I did that. I copied what Mike had done and split them in half. I don't know if you want. We'll just take a minute, and you guys can take a look at it and see what you think. Because number one is allowing for detached.
Right.
Typo.
Okay.
First paragraph, next to the last word, SS.
Oops, as. Yep. Did I do that the second time around, too?
No,
I got to write the second time.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Sorry. Should
it be period after unit? Like 3/4 of the way down? A little over 3/4. by itself.
One accessory unit.
As a single family dwelling unit, comma, then the either is capitalized. So I just thought it was just, should that be a period after unit rather than a comma? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 up from the bottom.
First page?
On the left.
Like
so,
that?
Oh, no, no. Of the
second page? First
page. Oh, never mind.
You're in the wrong
thing. Never mind.
Looking at the wrong shit?
No, I. Never mind. My apologies.
Living spade.
Oh yeah, another one. I was.
How about living aces?
I was cramming to get this done today and get it to Amy in time to print it off.
Nothing like a deadline to motivate one.
Yeah. Well, next week looks pretty open, but this week was pretty rough, so.
Well.
Second page, first line, 850 square feet of living space.
Yeah, we got right that one.
Oh, you got that one.
Yeah.
And actually, I wanted to change, if you go to that second Article 2 definitions, I wanted to change a second dwelling unit, and I did it, but evidently I didn't save it, a secondary dwelling unit, because this would be a third dwelling unit on the property, right?
Yes. Secondary, yep. Under a definition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So secondary.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, because if it's just second, it then just sounds like you can only have one.
Yes. You'd say adequate water supply shall be available. What's going to ultimately determine what is adequate?
State standards.
It's all state, right?
Yeah.
Because it says adequate water supply shall be available. Then it talks about the sewer shall be in accordance with the state of New Hampshire.
That was the wording. We had done something a little different. That was the wording that town council put in.
Cool.
State does have guidelines on what it would take for water supply for family of two, family three, whatever.
Yeah. So everybody's done. Let's just talk about, basically I just took the verbiage we'd already agreed on and kind of split it into two parts. But, is this how we want to approach it?
Is that going to be too much reading for people?
I think we need that kind of problem. Well, but the thing is that it is going to be in here. The changes are highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they'll be able to.
Does the warrant article have to be this wordy? It can be cut and short, and then we can have the explanation in the pamphlet that we send out.
That's what we've done in the past. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Because I'm afraid that, a lot of things, when it's wordy like this, they have to prove that no.
Yeah.
Right.
I do like the idea of the pamphlet handout, though, with an explanation of the articles.
Yeah.
That would be great.
We'll get that out again in the Boy Scout thing. And
are we allowed to use the hop money for that, or would that be off? Women.
That's a darn good question, because this is hop.
I don't know why.
What we're doing here is hop, so I would think we could use hop money to get that information out.
Yep.
I would agree.
Who's the authoritative word on that?
I don't know who Alyssa's replacement was.
I don't either.
We'll have to find that out.
When we say it makes sense to us, but that doesn't mean that it's legit.
Yeah, except they do know, like, in the progress report that Southern Hampshire Planning makes, and I sign my name to it and send it on. This is the one big thing that they touted so far, that we had done this. So this definitely is in our HOP process.
I think it's easy enough to verify.
I don't see where it's going to be a problem.
And if they say no, it just comes out of our budget.
Yeah. Legal notifications or whatever. Yeah. We got $400 and some odd in that.
Or you might have to have like a car wash or something.
Yeah, $200. If you saw my car, you know that that's not my wheelhouse.
But we got $400 and some odd for legal notifications, and I would say that
what
an explanation of this is a legal notification.
Brownies and cookies is way more my alley.
That's Brian too. He's
But by the way, you know, a shout out to the Historical Society. Somebody baked these apple strudel muffins. And they gave me one.
Susan Young.
Oh, dear God in heaven. It was.
Yeah. Dear God in heaven. She makes a great blueberry muffin. We get them when they're hot and put butter on them, but I didn't have the strudel.
But her cookies are knockout.
I got the muffins, but the strudel, huh?
I ate.
She made the cookies for the election people.
Brian,
I ate like a quarter of it at the polls and then brought it home and was offered my wife a taste, and I said, Where'd it go?
That was for me.
It was just a big taste.
Yeah, of course. Everything's always so overpriced there, you know.
Oh, I know, right?
I went in there one day, and I was going to be there the whole day, and all these people were there. And I went up and I'm like, hey, give me $10 worth of those muffins. You know, it's like, I was like, Sue, it costs more for the blueberries, right, and you put in the damn muffin, then you're charging. I go, here you go, that's candy. We're overcharging on election day again.
I know, I took up a big day, and he was giving her some money. I said, no, take it.
I know, like, some guy wanted to pay for some cookies his kid got at the end of the day, and they're like, no, go. And so he just threw a $10 bill on it and said, consider it a donation.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I did. I didn't take any of that. I said, here's a donation.
Yeah. I had originally thought, wasn't convinced that this was the way to go, splitting into two pieces, but I am now. I think it's because...
Well, I think the explanation in the handout will help.
Yeah. Because I think if we don't split it, we get the chance of losing everything.
Right. I go incrementally. Then we'll see what the appetite is. They'll say, well, we wanted this, but this was too far, or no, we want the whole... Because it's going to be to the benefit of all property owners, and it's going to increase their value, so it's like, it would, you know...
And some may only be content with just one right now.
Right.
And then... Couple more years, they may say.
Who knows?
At least we'll
put it out there, and we'll let them.
And if the state next year passes that legislation that's sitting on the table up there, we're not playing catch up. We just put this back on the ballot and say we got to do it by state law, and off we go.
Right.
So I'm good with the voters. So I'll make these edits. We'll get it to Mike Courtney to have his nomine patria spiritu sanctus on it, and then we will schedule a public hearing again when we have an empty slot.
Probably the first meeting in December.
Okay.
I think.
Sounds good.
Will we have the little explanation letter too?
Yeah, I think that's probably up to me to draft.
Okay. You don't mind doing it?
No, I work all day with words. Whether they come out of my mouth or out of my hands, it doesn't matter. I work all day with words. Perfect.
He's a wordsmith.
Yeah, so some people don't like what I say, but, you know.
You're an honest wordsmith.
Yeah.
Well, both Kelly A.R. and Joyce Craig, this was like one of the cornerstones of their campaign, was this whole housing crisis. So I wouldn't anticipate that we're going to have the environment changing in Concord anytime soon with her coming in.
It's a national issue.
It's a national state.
It's a strong issue in the state because house prices is so high because there's such a tight demand. And it's nonpartisan. It's bipartisan or whatever. It's
suddenly a whole lot more people than there used to be, and they got to go somewhere.
Right. Conservative, liberals, Republicans, Democrats, they all are pushing this issue.
It's all, it's nobody wants the density, but that's what, like, it'd be nice to build a house for $399. Say in this, if you're gonna go back to when I was growing up, and people had these little ranches. We didn't have the big mansions, but they had reduced that frontage down. The ranch goes in there, and it's like just drive the cost down. But then in the 50s,
yeah,
that's, you can buy a house
no
for 14 grand in the late 50s. It was 14 grand. I mean, that's how far we've come, and everything's got complicated. But if
that
we're
14
ever gonna,
grand ranch is now worth $450,000 if they haven't done anything to it.
Correct.
Yeah, just the land itself.
But I think that's going to be, and you know, you see like what Musk is doing with this, you see that little guest house thing that he made?
Tell me about it, yeah.
The casita?
Casita, yeah, you see that?
Yeah.
So it's like, we're going to need breakthroughs with the cost of housing.
It's not legal in New Hampshire yet.
No, but
it's in Vermont. It's
square footage will have to go down. And lot size would have to go down.
Yeah. And that's something we're probably going to have to talk about more in depth during the HOP process, right, is what changes are we as a town willing to make to get more affordable housing in town? And is it, you know, allowing tiny houses or, you know, smaller than we do now? That's something that we're going to have to, chat about, and then get the pushback or feedback from the town as to what the town really thinks is a reasonable thing to do, right?
And it's
because we sit here and say, hey, this is a great idea, and then it sees the light of day, and people are like,
right, but at least we've done the planning.
It would be so different and out of the box for people that they would have a hard time with it just because it's out of the box. When I used to drive a lot, I went through this really affluent town in Connecticut and came around the corner. And there was a little grove of tiny houses that were cute, and they were nicely managed and maintained and manicured, and there's a car in front of each one of them, and they were probably 600 square feet. And it was in the middle, it was on the edge of a town, but it wasn't unattractive. I'm sure it didn't drive the value down. It wasn't an eyesore, and I'm not saying that we should have it. I'm just saying that's kind of happening.
Yeah. No, I think if the town, which they seem to have stated in all of the surveys, is that the affordability of housing in town is an issue, right? Well, if we want more affordable, younger family housing in town, we're going to have to make some zoning changes. It's just not going to happen with what we got now. And
we know historically, again, we had 2,900 plus people come out for the presidential election in November. Come March, that'll be 838 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be skewed to much older people. So the likelihood of us passing anything is very low, but at least we've done the planning. If somebody comes to town and they go to the Housing Appeals Board, and the Housing Appeals Board looks, hey, what was Candia trying to do here? The people, because that happened like in Wyndham. Like Wyndham turned it down twice. And the court can see, well, so what I'm saying, even though it seems our planning efforts are in vain, they're not. You got to lay it out there, and, you know.
Yeah, I agree. We got to try and do what's right for the future.
I was just going to say, but it's also about how you present it and how you talk about it to the public.
Yeah.
Now, years ago, when I was a reporter in Glenelg, Illinois, at the time, it's DuPage County, Illinois, the fastest growing county in the United States. The town of Glen Ellen was a fairly wealthy community, but they were proposing a huge bond issue, huge. And they were very concerned, the village trustees, that's what they were called, village trustees, they weren't selectmen, and they were very concerned about getting it passed. So they embarked on like a 6-month campaign and had neighborhood meetings, talking about the benefits that this would bring. It was to improve roads, because they could see the development that was going to come. I mean, they're less than, you know, today Glen Ellen is a huge suburb of Chicago. But at the time, it was a village. I mean, there wasn't, you know.
Yeah, and,
so
and that's...
I'm just saying that it's a lot. It's not just you just put it in place and then, oh, you know, we did all this in vain. It's how much skin are you going to put in the game to have people understand why you need to do these things, because you can't get more affordable housing unless some other things change, and change is hard for people.
Right.
But if you want Candia to grow, you're going to need to bring in younger families who will pay your taxes.
Make it sustainable in the long run.
Right.
Yeah.
We are the oldest town in the county.
Yeah.
Right, and you're not the most wealthy
as far as
either.
The age of population.
Yeah.
But that's the...
I think you're like... at the bottom.
But that's where we do have the luxury with this, with that HOP grant, because we got 2 years, so, you know, a year and a three quarters now, and we're going to have a lot of analytical information, and we're going to have the steering committee, an outreach committee, that will be doing things at the farmers market and stuff like that. So I think that's the plan, is to get the word out there. We'll have lots of time to try and get it done. It's not like we're going to sit here in a vacuum and make something up. So, you know, that's the plan, at least.
And there's key people to get involved, you know, like Judith saw it with the ZBA or Kyle Penfield, people historically been really involved in zoning and you know, that I could see with conversations, say with Judith, that she kind of gets it. She said, I get it. You know, I think it's a different world than it was 50 years ago, you know, so it's going to take something a little different.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, I've heard from some of the people you mentioned. We did an affordable housing on Highlands there. And, you know, now the cost of those houses is, you know, $475,000. And I'm like, that is affordable housing.
Right?
It may not sound affordable
to
you.
Doesn't sound right, but it is.
But when the median house price in this part of Rockingham County is $650,000, $450,000 is an affordable house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true.
You know?
So I'm saying, if you could get it down like $399,000 for a small ranch again, it's like, that would be a good deal. I mean,
with potential to add on.
Because the costs are so high. I see it from what I'm doing. I can go right down line by line. If you look at whatever concrete, whatever the sub is, what's happened to the cost from a plumber or from an electrician. All those costs are just, like, it's not like prices are going to suddenly come down because land is so expensive. But when you look at trying to build new and try to replace what you have, all these subs are expensive, and especially they've been busy and in short supply, good margins. Yeah. So, I mean, that's part of the thing, you know? So.
Yeah. So that was all I came to talk about. I know I sent it to a couple people, but my wife and I did a walk down the rail trail that goes behind that 247-unit housing development.
Yeah, in Raymond.
Yeah. And they had, when we were there was concerns about there was a one-lane bridge that went across open water that they were going to continue to use. And it was going to be the only way to get to 100 units.
It was absurd.
Yeah. Yeah.
The density was absurd, and they were right on the pond.
On the pond. Yeah, I can't believe that they're that close.
It was crazy.
Yeah, but
the engineer lost credibility, at least with us. We like him, and we know we've seen him. We know.
And the only other option
actually he's not even an engineer.
Right.
He's the owner.
Jones and Beach, right?
He's the owner. That's all.
He looked bad. Because I think the landowner pressured the engineer to come in, and it was all these wetlands and all this stuff, and they just tried to come in with this absurd amount of density and units, and you're like looking at it, where's the septic loading? What, this thing doesn't make any sense. Like, just anybody, almost anybody sitting, I think, just with even without a planning background, you could look and say, this thing is in deep trouble.
So Tim
sent that picture of the bridge to me.
Oh,
I've seen it. I've seen it. Yeah, I drove by there too.
You, I think, too, didn't you? Yeah, it's just a loose stone bridge and a mortar.
You got to loosen up
right. I mean, it was a good bridge back in the 1800s.
Oh, it's not for 100 houses that could probably drive over it.
You could probably put a four team over that without a problem.
I would drive fast.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ride my horse on
it. Do a Dukes of Hazzard on it? So I think that just, you know, I have not talked to Raymond in the past, you know, month here, but I will reach back out to them. But when I saw that bridge, I'm like, oh, this ain't happening anytime soon, because they
gonna concentrate on that phase one more.
Yeah,
that was a little more practical.
Yeah. So
in that meeting down in Chester is like a week from tonight, right?
Yeah.
So I know I'm planning on going down. I don't know.
It'll probably be just like the last time. They're going to say, conditional upon Candia's approval.
It was great, though, when we went to Raymond, the three of us went. It was great to see them operate, and these two women that were kind of running the show, they knew what they were doing. They had been through a lot of commercial stuff, and we were kind of sitting there. She's flipping from page this engineering report and this page, and I'm like, holy cow. She's like...
Yeah, because the plans were, like, about that thick. Mm-hmm. And they were literally, these two ladies were, like, flipping from this page to that page, and go here to, you know, M63 or whatever, and then back here to H72, and these don't match up, and it was just like, Wow, okay, you know.
And yeah, there was a 180 unit that was planned sometime, but that doesn't apply here. Set it right down.
I'm not on any of the social media site though, stuff, but are we seeing the residents kind of starting to tip, you know, because we got the school and it's Crowley Woods, which historically has been, have we seen that?
Contentious.
Yeah, have we seen that start to, you know, because only 2 weeks out, so you think, because you really want, like, you want a good turnout, you want a strong turnout, right? I mean.
Yeah, well, I have not seen that on, I'm not a Facebook guy. I literally check Facebook once a day to see what my friends are doing, to see stuff on woodworking or whatever. You know, and I do check the Candia pages, and I haven't seen anything come across, but I will say that, like, everybody I run into asks me about it.
Yeah.
And of course, as is happening here, I have to say, can't discuss it.
Right.
So I think, you know, we have to plan for it being a large and contentious meeting.
Is it the only thing on the agenda? Will it be the only thing on the agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and, you know, we're also going to have to set the stage for people as well, and stated very specifically that right now we're here to talk about completeness of the application. Right? There will be no public comment until we've accepted the application. You know, and normally we're pretty free and easygoing about people chiming in, but in this situation we're going to have to hold to the rules because we could lose control.
Keep everybody civil.
Yeah.
Civility.
And not allow, like, questions and anything during the, you know, completeness section, because again, it could, I mean, as much as I'd like to, you know how that could end up.
Yeah.
Right.
With a lawsuit.
with a lawsuit, but even beyond that, it could just end up with, you know, an hour and a half of people just
venting,
firing questions and venting at us, right? You know, we went through this long time ago and you guys can all go straight to hell. Because I've heard that before.
Yeah. Does it look like Tatum is going to be our main guy from Stantec?
Yeah.
And yeah. The other guy, Leach,
correct.
But Tatum.
Yeah. Let me, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to other alternative engineering firms. We had a meeting with Stantec, and I didn't convey this to you guys, and I apologize for that. We had a meeting with Stantec. It went extremely well. They were really responsive, and I put them on notice. I said, we view this now as a new relationship, and we are going to do our due diligence with other firms. So
that was good.
They've been put on notice.
Good.
The one thing we've got to remember, which is why I'm not even thinking about making a move right now, is they've got all of Brian's files.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're not going to just, like, leave them on, you know. No,
right, and
no,
especially with Crowley Road now in the pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
They've got all that history. So even if we wanted to make a move,
right,
we can't make a move now.
Let's see how it goes with Tatum, you know. I mean, I know that.
I mean, I still like to talk to the other engineering firms just to see what they come in and say.
Yeah.
But I think that since this kind of all happened at about the same time.
Agreed.
I don't think now is
actually,
a smart time.
Actually, all that stuff belongs to us. We paid for that service, so anything they've generated, I believe, is ours.
Yeah, well, we probably have copies of it, but
I mean, I
agree with
when
you.
When the time comes, and then we'll get.
Yeah,
I know.
But we've now, you know, they were here. In fact, the day they came in, we got Crowley Road in.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll
it's kind of like felt
that
we really
sense.
Had to stay that course.
Agreed.
At least
that's
through
fine.
That.
Yeah.
At least through that. Peace.
Yeah, and see how
get,
it goes.
We
and see
get
how it goes with that.
To make the change if we want to.
Yeah, but we'll make it on. You know.
I know Tommy was kind of like they deal with a lot of different Stantec people, different relationships. So he said, and I quote, and he said, "As long as it's not Dan Tatum." And then when I talk to you, and you're like, "We got Dan Tatum," so I'm kind of like, "Let's see how Dan does."
Right.
We've been kind of warned from somebody that's dealt with him, but if he does great and he does like Brian, then we got no real reason. Brian did a great job for us.
Yeah.
He did a lot of value-added stuff.
Well, and that's also why I put the fear of God in him right away in that first conversation. We are going to do our due diligence to look at different firms. We are going to. It's just those two things happened on the exact same day, and it was like,
Tatum has
now's not
four
the time.
Ordained.
Right.
Now's not the time.
He has a reputation of making it more difficult than it needs to be for adding on, you know, more onerous things on, you know, so there's different, within the same firm with the same exact regulations, sure. There's different application and different people generating different types of sales revenue for the corporate cause, you know what I mean? And so it's like their argument is that, hey, we don't mind paying for it, but we don't want to be, nobody wants to be like gouged because it's like, we could say, well, what do we care what it develops? But it still adds to the affordability and the cost of the whole thing, you know?
Well, and I think too, I don't think, you know, if that becomes obstructionist,
right,
that's one more thing that can be appealed to the state, right?
Well, I think the applicant has the right to say, to specify to you. They could come out and say, you know, we don't want to use your engineer. My understanding, unless it's changed, is that if I had a project, I'd come in and say, you know what, I got passed with a Stantec or whatever, I request a different engineer. And I think that I have the right. Does that sound right, Amy? You don't think so?
I don't think so. That's our contract. Our contract was Stantec.
I'm gonna ask my attorney then, because I have been told that this is the case.
You can, on your dime.
Right,
absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. I can,
but
what
that
I'm saying,
doesn't mean we're going to use it.
Then the town's going to still keep there. Oh, you're saying?
Yeah, it's a contract.
You can have your own, but.
You're gonna pay for.
I already paying
too.
For my own, but
yeah, you.
I gotta. All right, I wanna be able to get clarity about that because that is what I've been.
That's
told.
Why we have.
No, it's that you. You
to protect us.
Right, but that the
we're not gonna let the applicant
the
pay for that for their own to have and say, oh, gee, thanks, God, for doing that. No.
No, but they can request a different. They can request a different engineer. I think it's worth. I'll get the answer because I'm curious now because I have been told this, that you have the right as an applicant to request a different engineer. Now, I don't know that anybody's ever done it, but that's what I have been told. So I'm
if
definitely...
If you can request it, doesn't mean it's granted.
Or is it a different engineer in the same firm?
Like, say, you know, Stantec got into trouble, like in Hooksett and different places where they were billing. They had guys going out. They weren't like, you know, they were going out and they were just billing and developers... They had a certain budget, and then it's all of a sudden they get these bills, and so they, you know, they're like, for what? So when people started having a history with certain things like that, and there were lawsuits and stuff, it's my understanding that the applicant has the right to say, hey, you know, I'm not having good luck with that. I'll find out. I'm going to ask the question again. I'll let you know what I.
Yeah, I would think it would have to be mutually agreed upon.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Which the town's probably going to say no.
Right.
Because
we have our engineer, yeah.
Right,
okay,
right. In legal terms,
the town engineer has to.
It doesn't.
He's going to be looking
that,
at the town's best.
Why would you even bother having a town engineer?
Yeah. I know.
Follow the money.
All right. Well, right. I'm going to. You know, I'm going to say I was totally. I didn't know what the hell I was
Check
talking
it out.
About.
Yeah.
I'm
Check
gonna,
it out.
I'm going.
Engineers will say whatever they're paid to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the way it is. Whoever's paying them.
Okay.
All right. Anybody got anything else?
Brian's like, come on, let's move it along here.
Yes.
The January 1st meeting.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I told you to remind me, and I appreciate that. The first Wednesday of January is January 1st. I don't know about you guys, but I really don't want to be here on January 1st, and I don't imagine. I
Are
think
we serving mimosas?
That's what, well, it's going to be like, can we combine it?
And I think that Kathleen and Patty wouldn't be here either.
No, I actually will be, so.
It's a national
holiday,
right?
Yeah.
So it's, the office is closed.
Yeah, right. It's closed.
So,
we're not, yeah.
That's
yeah.
not even no. up for discussion.
No.
So, I don't know that we need to go through all
But what
second.
Do you do, though? Do we just go to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Yeah,
because it's not.
Yeah.
We only have to meet once
a month.
I think
it should be agenda driven. If there's nothing there that needs
right.
addressing,
if it was real busy, we could schedule an alternate
right.
date or something. If it was
yep.
real busy, because I noticed Chester, they meet three times a month.
Yeah, but they're under a lot of development pressure. They get
and I'm like,
all
I'm like,
we have to do is we have to meet
just,
at least once.
At
a
least
month.
Once.
Yeah.
Three times a month. That's.
So you want to hold off on canceling until we decide?
No,
we
can cancel,
it.
And then if we need
yeah.
to schedule
well,
something
it's
because
it's
something,
yeah,
we
should
pick
we
a
have
date.
To vote
whenever this is available, wait, you know, we'll pick a date.
I don't.
Yeah. If there's an urgent thing that comes up, then
we can create a special meeting.
Having a alternate time, but
yeah,
How much notice, public notice, do we have to give on something like that? Like we change the.
Well, I usually put it up as soon as we do it.
That it's canceled. Mm-hmm. But if we were to do a special meeting, say on the 10th,
we'd have to give the public adequate notice, right?
10 days at least, I would think.
10 days.
I don't think so.
For a special meeting, because it would have to be. If it was a public hearing, it would have to be noticed.
If it was a public hearing, yes.
Okay.
Then it would take the 2 weeks.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So.
But to schedule a meeting, I think
you
just need 24 hours.
An emergency meeting.
No,
oh, God, I
okay.
hope not.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, but again, remember, yeah. we have this big project in the pipeline here, so we don't know what could be coming down the pipe. But on the other hand, we will do it at our next meeting. And I just don't think having a meeting New Year's Day is a brilliant idea.
Yeah. It's like Budget Committee has one Thanksgiving Eve, which I'd cancel myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody's baking everything. They got everything going, cooking.
Yeah.
It's a traditional holiday.
What's that?
That should be canceled.
I don't know that we need to make a motion on this. But
no.
Why don't we all just, all those in favor of canceling the January 1st meeting, say aye.
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 There we go.
You guys have it.
Sound reasonable? Anybody got anything else?
You're not going to get too many nays on canceling anything.
No,
in fact, I could make a motion to adjourn if that was like what people wanted.
And I could second it.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Scott seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous again.
Good.